You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Keeping your chin up, literally. Paula Abdul's doing it. She's got a tighter, sleeker jawline and a more chiseled chin. Board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Stephen Davis says the procedure Abdul had done is quite popular, and both agree it's a great alternative to a full-blown facelift.
The hottest thing right now is a jawline.
It's minimally invasive.
Okay,
No visible scars. Downtime, I was out walking around 2 or 3 days.
People are really searching for something that is going to make a jawline or the face look sharper and sleeker without going through too much of a surgical procedure.
Paula used a procedure created by a company called InMode.
It's radio frequency laser technique.
We're using radio frequency energy, which we know shrinks and tightens skin amazingly well, so that you're melting some fat that may be along the jawline and the jowl area, as well as the neck area. And as you're melting that fat, you're also causing the tissue surrounding the fat, like the skin that sits above it, to get tighter. And we're able to do it by making a small little opening in the skin. Where Paula had it done would be right underneath her chin and behind both little earlobe areas. And the incision literally is about the width of my little fingernail. And through that little opening, this tip would go under the skin, and this thermistor sits on top of the skin. And then when we squeeze this together, we're actually causing that connection to happen. And the machine is constantly reading the temperature to make sure that it doesn't overheat either on the skin or under the skin. While you're doing it, you literally can see what we call thermal retraction. So not only are you noticing that the fat is being emulsified because you can literally hear it sizzling, you can also see the contour starting to change. But when you hit the right temperature that you're going for, you can literally see the skin start to retract. After you do all that, if there was a good enough amount of fat to be removed, you can then go into those same little openings and very elegantly just suck it out.
Dr. Davis says, depending on how much liposuction is necessary, the procedure usually takes from 45 minutes to an hour. A local anesthetic like Novocaine is used to numb the area, or...
if you're a wimp like me, they can give you an Ativan.
You can give them like an oral Valium or something as a little bit of a sedative if you wanted to. But most patients love the idea that you don't have to be under general anesthesia to have this.
That's something that makes this option more popular because there's less risk associated with the procedure. Dr. Davis cautions that although you are up and walking around within days, it takes a good 6 weeks to 3 months for complete recovery. He calls this radio frequency laser treatment the perfect in-between, because it's a permanent procedure that's in between simply getting fillers or going for a full-blown facelift.
You're going to continue to age, obviously, but this is a permanent change to that area.
Look. Yeah!
Paula Abdul is the brand ambassador for InMode, the company which developed the procedure she used. Dr. Davis says what Paula had done can cost between $3,500 and $6,500, and that's compared to a full-blown facelift that can run anywhere from $15,000 to $25,000.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.